This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing with notifications, to-do lists, and just plain digital overload? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly you're comparing yourself to perfectly curated lives, or doom-scrolling news headlines that leave you feeling anxious and drained? That's the digital world. We live in a constant stream of information and stimulation that can easily hijack our attention and happiness. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against this digital chaos? A simple yet powerful practice that can help you reclaim your focus, boost your well-being, and actually feel more connected to the good stuff in life. Welcome to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. And today, we're diving into a game changer. Cultivating gratitude in a digital world. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude, seriously, but trust me on this one. It's not about being Pollyannish and ignoring the real struggles of life. It's about consciously shifting your perspective and training your brain to focus on the positive, even amidst the digital noise. Here are five key takeaways that will help you cultivate gratitude in a world obsessed with more. 1. The gratitude gap. Ever notice how social media often highlights the highlight reel of people's lives? We see the fancy vacations, the perfect meals, and the seemingly effortless successes, which can make us feel inadequate and ungrateful for what we have. Remember, you're only seeing a sliver of reality. Focus on appreciating the everyday joys of a warm cup of coffee, a good conversation with a friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. 2. The power of pausing. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to zoom through life without truly savoring the moments. Take time each day to pause and appreciate the little things. Put down your phone, step outside for a few minutes, and just breathe. Notice the sounds around you, the colours in the sky, or the feeling of the wind on your face. These small moments of mindfulness can make a world of difference. 3. The journaling journey. Write it down. Keeping a gratitude journal is a powerful way to train your brain to focus on the positive. Each day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious meal to support a friend to a beautiful sunset. This simple practice can shift your mindset and help you appreciate the good in your life. 4. The kindness connection. One of the best ways to cultivate gratitude is by showing kindness to others. Helping someone, offering a compliment, or simply listening with an open heart can fill you with a sense of purpose and joy. Remember, a little kindness goes a long way. 5. Unplug to reconnect. We're constantly bombarded with digital stimuli, which can leave us feeling overwhelmed and disconnected from the real world. Take regular breaks from your screens and engage in activities that nourish your soul, spending time in nature, reading a good book, or connecting with loved ones face to face. Think about it, you're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else's perfect lives, feeling a little envious, maybe even a touch down on yourself. Then boom. You get a notification, a message from your best friend inviting you to brunch next week. A simple, genuine invitation that reminds you of the real connections and joys in life. That's gratitude in action, seeing past the noise and focusing on what truly matters. Remember, you have so much to be grateful for. It's all about shifting your perspective and choosing to focus on the good. So my challenge for you today is this. Take a moment right now and think of 3 things you're genuinely grateful for. Write them down or simply reflect on them. Let those feelings of appreciation wash over you. Remember, cultivating gratitude is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels harder than others, but keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself and the good in your life. And together, let's detox from digital poison and cultivate a life filled with authentic joy and connection. Until next time, keep shining bright. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of gratitude. You never know, you might just change the world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.